Freeman, Tundu Lissu, deputy super general Benson Kidela, and the other 52 members have been arrested. Mr. Freeman Mbowe is still in police, Oyster Bay police station in Dar es Salaam, together with other party leaders who were arrested alongside with him, including deputy secretary general of the party, Benson Kidela. So 40 of them, they are in Oyster Bay police station. Mr. Tundu Lissu is still in Mbweni police station, and he's alone in that particular station.
Did the police say why they arrested your leaders?
They are saying that they are banning protest, but we are asking them that protest is according to our constitution and political parties law, specifically section 11, subsection 4. We did follow it to the dot that we are supposed to planning to have a protest on this date, the route, and where are we going to end our route. And we did exactly what the law is asking us to do, but the police, they just denied it because they are saying that, oh, no, we are not sure if it was the peaceful protest. So they are doing a guesswork. And they had enough police to give us security if that is their fear. But they didn't do that. Instead, they have enough police to vandalize our protest and to arrest people, to assault Freeman's family, because Freeman's family, wife and the daughter were arrested as well for the first time in this country since multipartism. A whole family can be arrested. We have seen it today. And Freeman's family, her wife, Dr. Lillian, when she was going out to work, she was arrested and assaulted. Freeman's daughter, she's a lawyer, an advocate of the High Court. She did appear with his father in the protest location. She was arrested as well.
How true is it that some journalists also were arrested along with the opposition leaders?
Actually, six, and the two from Lipashe newspaper, the second leading newspaper in circulation in the country. The first three were from the biggest news house of the country, the Monanch Communications Limited, which is part of Nation Media Group of Kenya. Six of them were arrested when they were covering the story.
So what options are available to you? What can you do?
If they cannot get a bail today so that tomorrow they can be taken to court, if they have breached any law, but you are waiting to hear from the police officers, what exactly are they going to do this evening? So our lawyers have just informed us that we have to wait. So they are waiting consultations between the police and our lawyers, and then they can tell us what is it exactly.